Jane Lynn New Thomas.
East Coast Radio.
So I'm sitting here just minding my own business, and I get a voice, an SMS saying, hey, can you see out the studio window? And you're not going to believe who's here. Luke and Jordan.
What's happening, everyone? Big surprises.
The cousins. The crazy cousins who hitchhiked their way all the way to LA. You got a hug from Ellen.
We did. It was very emotional.
Is she as epic as we think?
She is, yeah.
She is an amazing person.
Amazing energy.
Yeah, super. Yeah. She's just like, you know, when she comes out the doors, she's like just super kind, and you can really feel it, and it's pretty legit, eh?
How do you guys integrate into society? I went to the Berg for a week in December, and then I'm koozy and battling to get into integration, like wearing shoes and actually driving when a robot goes green.
Yeah, it's difficult.
I'm sure it is.
I actually caught Luke. He was sleeping on the floor next to his bed because, you know,
you get used
it takes
to
a little while to get back into it.
Yeah, it definitely takes a while. We always joke and we say how, like, it's actually harder to do the return integration than the leaving one. The leaving one, suddenly not having a bed or, like, having to hitchhike and stuff, that comes quickly. But then coming home and, like, you've suddenly got more than three shirts to choose, it's like a big deliberation in the morning. Like, which one do I wear?
Decisions, yeah.
Low point, I would say, from looking at it, would maybe be busking in Russia. Was it? Because for me, the voice notes on the train, I felt like these guys are really, they're battling here.
Yeah, it's difficult. I think also, like, there's something about when you're in Africa, it's very easy to live that kind of life because, you know, it's the wild and you can pitch a tent everywhere. And then suddenly, when you're in a city, I think you suddenly feel like that thing of being, I don't know, like an outsider. Mm. And then having to, you know, urban camping is completely different. And, yeah, it was quite hectic and it's cold and you're sleeping in bus stations and you're trying to make things work. And also at that point, you've come so far, like, you can't not get there, you know, you have to.
On a bullet train, on a one-way ticket, not knowing if you're actually going to be able to get off the train and go forward.
Then suddenly it's no longer, like, it takes away, it's no longer adventure, it's suddenly, like, more survival.
Yeah.
Which is, that kind of changes it a bit.
What is the next adventure? I'm ready. Let's go.
We were actually Googling the other day.
Of course you were.
And we want to do, we're thinking a river of sorts. So we'll leave it at that, but something walkable, hopefully.
Can I come along vicariously? Can we do it again?
Of course.
I'm very comfortable traveling like the way I just did. Pushing
with
play.
A cappuccino in there.
We love you. We're so proud of you. And as I said, I cannot go anywhere in KZN without people stopping me and saying, what's the latest on the cousins? You guys are legends.
Thank you so much. And
Dan,
since we're officially in studio now, just to say thank you to everyone, because at the end of the day, it was all the tagging that eventually got through to Ellen. So that was actually when we were in LA, we kind of got a message from one of the producers and saying, like, everyone is messaging me about you guys. Come to the show. So, yeah, thanks so much to everyone. They really made it happen.
When is the wedding?
7th of March.
I haven't had an invite.
Everyone's welcome, Pullen.
Everyone's welcome, Pullen. Oh, guys, we send you so much love. And once again, I said it every week, and I'll conclude by saying what I love the most about this journey was it was fueled by kindness and human moments of connectedness. And no matter where you are in the world, at the end of the day, we all have, if we put our stories alongside each other, we all have so much more in common than we think.
Yeah, it's so true. And, like, that's what we've always said about the trips is, like, When you come back, you, like, 3 months traveling feels like more than you learn in, like, a whole university degree and stuff. So that's always the most amazing part. So it's a beautiful thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Luke and George.
Jane Lynn Thomas, East Coast Radio.